Novel approach to build back better. Belgian socialists would ban online shopping, want real shops instead. By Peter Catalan, February 8, 2022. The president of the French-speaking Socialist Party has called for an end to e-commerce in Belgium, saying that he wants real shops to operate in the country instead. Paul Magnet, who serves as the president of the Francophone Socialist Party in Belgium and is a former minister president of Belgian region Wallonia, has called for the Central European state to be one of the first without e-commerce, saying that he wants a return to real shops instead. The radical suggestion has led to widespread criticism, with one right-leaning politician criticizing Magnet for suggesting that Belgium turns the 19th century into a social project. The policy is a radical reimagining of the much-discussed Build Back Better that Western countries are expected to undergo post-pandemic, where e-commerce retailers like Amazon have further entrenched their massive commercial power during lockdowns while local shops have suffered worse than ever. In an interview with Belgian publication UMO, Magnet denounced the alleged dangers of online shop fronts, putting particular emphasis on the health risks night work poses. "I don't think e-commerce is progress, but social and ecological degradation. Why do we have to let workers work in those warehouses at night?" Magnet said during the interview with a Belgian news outlet. "Can we really not wait 2 days for a book?" Magnet, who also serves as mayor of Charleroi, asked the interviewer. "Order pickers and couriers are so rushed that they barely have time for a bathroom break. If we don't act, they will be the long-term sick of tomorrow," the politician continued. "Night work is terribly bad for your health. You should limit this to areas where it is strictly necessary, for example at the police and in hospitals." When asked about the risk of online shopping giants setting up abroad, Magnet was not receptive to the issue, arguing that it didn't really matter, and he would rather Belgium return to a system of real shops. "Let Belgium become a country without e-commerce, with real shops and vibrant cities," Magnet told the tabloid. "Our clothing shops and bookstores are finding it increasingly difficult to compete with the Amazons and Zalandos," he continued. Magnet's comments have earned him widespread criticism in Belgium, including from one outspoken conservative politician who accused the French-speaking socialist of suggesting that the 19th century be turned into a social project. "The 19th century cannot be a social project. Progress is an opportunity," wrote right-leaning Senator Georges Louis Boucher online. "You have to have an open mind and the ability to adapt society for greater well-being. E-commerce should not be left to foreign countries. We would lose hundreds of millions in jobs," he continued. However, Magnet hit back at the member of the reformist movement politician, saying that it was him who was supporting 19th-century working conditions. "As far as I am concerned, I will always defend local trade and small independence," the Belgian socialist said in reply to the Post. The president of the MISTER is free to defend Jeff Bezos, the Amazon model and its working conditions worthy of the 19th century, he continued. As Belgians ponder a hypothetical future free from online e-commerce, neighboring country the Netherlands is meanwhile hotly debating whether or not to egg Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' new super yacht. It comes as an iconic bridge in the country, known locally as De Hef, is set to be partly dismantled to allow the on and off world's richest man to transport his newly constructed vessel, which is too tall to fit under the national landmark, to the sea. While authorities in the country have reassured locals that they will benefit from the deconstruction, many have expressed anger at the measure, with nearly 17,000 people at the time of writing responding to an event posted online calling for the egging of the vessel as it sails past the deconstructed bridge. "Calling all Rotterdammers, bring a box of rotten eggs, or if you want to keep it vegan, tomatoes, and let's throw them en masse to Jeff's superyacht when it sails through the Hef in Rotterdam," reads the description of the event. "Rotterdam was built from the rubble by the people of Rotterdam, and we don't just take that apart for the phallus symbol of a megalomaniac billionaire," the event's description continues. "Not without a fight."